This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We get a new president today. Joe Biden will take the oath of office at noon. But the current president's been busy issuing pardons and commutations overnight for 143 people, including former chief strategist Steve Bannon, rap stars, and former members of Congress. Bannon was accused of diverting more than $1 million donated for a border wall to pay his own personal expenses, among other things. President Trump leaves the White House this morning for one final time as president. He'll head for his home in Florida. The AP's Julie Pace.
We haven't had a face-to-face meeting or a phone call or any real contact between the outgoing president and the incoming president. He's largely been holed up in the White House. He's released a couple of videos. We do expect that on his way out of Washington on Wednesday morning, he will have a send-off at Andrews Air Force Base. But really, you know, all of the trappings that we would normally see are not here. And that, of course, includes the fact that the president is not going to the inauguration.
At noon, President-elect Biden takes the oath of office. The AP's Sagar Magani.
It would ordinarily be a celebratory time as Washington marks the peaceful transition of power. Instead, Biden will take office amid sadness, a day after America recorded its 400,000th virus pandemic death.
To heal, we must remember.
His first stop here in Washington yesterday was a sunset ceremony for virus victims at the Lincoln Memorial. What was already going to be a scaled-down inaugural due to the pandemic is further restricted by threats of violence after the riot.
The riot at the Capitol on January 6th. Washington, D.C. is on lockdown for today's inauguration. Thousands of National Guardsmen are patrolling. Tanks and concrete barriers block the streets. 12 National Guard members have been removed from the security operation after vetting by the FBI. This is AP News. Doctors and nurses are on the front lines during the pandemic, and so are hospital chaplains.
Chaplain Ann Dauchy at Holy Cross Medical Center in Los Angeles is a link between patient and family.
Hi, this is Chaplain Ann at Holy Cross. I'm so sorry.
Dauchy holds on for miracles.
We try to kind of reframe what a miracle is. Sometimes it's living another day. Sometimes it's a patient opening their eyes.
There was one day last week, 11 people died at the hospital from the coronavirus. Chaplain Kevin Deegan had trouble sleeping that night.
I just kept hearing the voices of both of the families on the iPad, screaming, crying, asking me why. So I could hear their voices, I could see their faces as I was going to sleep at night.
Deegan says he doesn't know how he survives this emotional turmoil. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.